Just let your body relax, feel all the muscles letting go. Gently open your eyelids and then let them close very, very softly, very gently. So there's no pressure on the eyes or on the eyelids. Feel the softness of your eyelids. Feel any tiredness in your body and being in a comfortable position. Just enjoy the sensation of the body relaxing. As your body continues to rest and relax, invoke the inner friend. It means that the attitude of that deepest part of yourself, the attitude of the one who's aware of your body and aware of your mind, has the attitude or the bhava, the state of being a friend. Someone who cares about you, who has your best interests in mind, gives you the benefit of the doubt. Knows that you're a good person. The mind relax in that presence. Just let it freely think and imagine and just give it free rein to be thinking or feeling or imagining or worrying, whatever it wants to do. You just give it free rein. The only thing that you're adding is that inner friend as the witness. But as an inner friend, I'm aware of all of my feelings and thoughts. But there's no critical attitude, there's no judgmental attitude. There's just someone inside who wants to help. So invoking that attitude of friendship and well-being and respect. As your body continues to relax, just be present to your mind, not rejecting it or pushing it away. Just being objectively present. Objectively means non-judgmentally, but as an inner friend, there's a positive environment also. just be and let it relax. You know, it might be thinking or worrying. It's worrying in a relaxed space. Because the one who's aware of the mind is relaxed, non-judgmental, accepting. Body relaxing, any areas of tension in the body, as though mentally massage those areas, helping them to relax. And the mind continue to relax. In that accepting attitude, it's not trying to make it think one thing or another, or not pushing it away at all, just allowing it to be. Like if you had a child, you would want to be able to be with your child, and then your child be able to be with you in a trusting, loving way, without fear of rejection. Just gently now, as you continue to relax and the mind continues to do whatever it's doing, just gently shift your focus. Gently shift your focus just to your own presence, the presence of your being as that inner friend. Just that becomes more of the focus than the thoughts and relaxing body. Those things are all taking place also. The body is relaxing, you're aware of it. The mind is thinking or feeling or imagining or moody or whatever it happens to be. Let that be as it is. You just gently focus on your own presence, the one who's the inner friend to all of these experiences, the being that you are, the non-judgmental being that you are. The body and mind more consciously relax into your own presence, this non-judgmental, caring by nature, not as a verb, just by your very nature, this caring presence of your being. So your body and mind are relaxing into that caring presence. has any worries or frustrations or fears. So if you can articulate that, really talk about that, directing what you have to say to that caring presence. These things are worrying me, and these things are bothering me, scaring me. And just speak all of them out. Say what they are. You've heard everything that worried part has to say. See if that inner friend, the one who really cares about you, who respects you, that part of yourself might have something to say. Even say, you sure I might have something to say that's helpful. concerns or worries, problems. Just imagine how you would like it to resolve, how you would like it to be until that inner friend, that benign presence of your own being. Tell what you feel. See if the inner friend or Bhagavan Ishwara has any words of wisdom.